Not so long ago, in a land high, high away, there lived two roommates, Benjamin and Benjamin. With their dashing canine companion, Ashton. And while the Benjamin shared tremendous love for Ashton, as well as television, music, and the smoking of marijuana, they also share many differences. Well, they don't share the differences, that doesn't make sense. But you know what I mean. Anyway, Benjamin Failer was raised by his grandmother. He's got big ideas and a bigger New York accent. He's commonly charismatic, yet angrily optimistic. He's truly a hard person to describe. And then there's Benjamin Oswald, a bisexual John Travolta impersonator with a loving heart and a terrible lisp, who's much easier to describe. At last, there's Ashton the dog, a golden brown-haired beauty, the most spectacular Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull mix you've ever seen. So beautiful that if you actually saw him in person, it would burn your skull to the ground. No, I'm just kidding. But he is insanely beautiful. And little did they all know, they were about to embark on an epic musical adventure. Benjamins have many wonderful qualities. Before they can begin the adventure of a lifetime, they need to stop being such assholes first.
Yo, Benjamin.
I'm Chante Benjamin.
You wanna go have an adventure?
Yeah, but I don't have any money.
My grandma's paying for it.
Let's go!
Come on, Ashton.
2 hours later.
Wow, we spent way too much money.
Yeah, we really got carried away, didn't we?
Early the next day, Ashton enjoys a nice September breeze outside the apartment as he watches a panicked Benjamin Failer talk on the phone whilst smoking a joint and pacing back and forth.
Whoa, are you serious? Well, what the hell? How was I supposed to know? Well, go ahead and do it then. Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and do it? Yeah, do it! Oh, fuck you, Grandma!
It appears that due to the shopping spree adventure, Failer's grandmother has just cut him off. Which is not good, because his grandmother pays for literally everything. Meanwhile, back inside the apartment, Oswald is sitting on the couch, enjoying some television.
I just want some yogurt.
He needs yogurt.
That's right.
Right, yogurt. Because who wants left yogurt?
Classic.
Oswald continues watching the commercial-filled television.
Clydesdale, the best city in the world.
Ooh, Clydesdale.
You should come to Clydesdale now.
Failer and Ashton enter their cute, quaint Astoria apartment.
Enchante, Benjamin. Hi, Ash. Oh, you just missed the Clydesdale commercial. You should come to Clydesdale now.
Benjamin, there's something I gotta tell you.
Okay, but me first. Guess what I did today, Benjamin? I quit my job!
Failer stares blankly.
I said I quit my job. Did you hear me? I said I quit my job and you're just sitting there like Helen Keller on a Sunday?
And he was sitting there just like Helen Keller on a Sunday.
Yeah, I know you were quitting your job today, but
But what?
Failer looks away nervously.
But what, Benjamin? Stop being confusing and just tell me.
Well, there's certainly a lot of confusing things going on here. To sum it all up, Oswald had previously asked Failer if his grandmother could cover his portion of the rent because he was going to be quitting his John Travolta impersonation job. And Failer's grandmother generously agreed because Oswald is Failer's closest friend. Shortly after, the Benjamins had their birthdays, which are 2 days apart, and selfishly took lots of intoxicants before going on a shopping spree adventure, spending $6,000 is a Failer's grandmother's money. And let's call Failer's grandmother Beatrice, because that's her actual name. But the shopping spree adventure infuriated Beatrice, so she cut off her grandson, full well knowing the consequences of her actions, full well knowing it might result in the boys getting evicted from their apartment if they don't pay their rent, but she's had enough. She can't just keep paying for literally everything. I mean, what did they even buy that cost $6,000 anyway? So, she had to draw the line somewhere, and this was that line. Which, you know, basically means the Benjamins have no money, and need to find a way to get $2,800 by the 5th of October, which is in 8 days, or they
play along with Ashton will be kicked out of their apartments by their very strict landlord, Masha Koklaveni. All right, let's keep going.
Well, I know you said you were quitting your job today.
Yes, what the hell is wrong with you? I said I quit. I left. I stuck it to my boss. Next month, I can pay your grandma back once I'm good to go with my brand new job. My brand new job! Whatever that'll be. So, what'd you want to tell me before?
Fela honestly didn't know how to tell Oswald the truth in that moment.
Listen to him, he's just stammering like an idiot. With my grandma's...
He just keeps doing it. You think he's going to stop, but then he just keeps going. And this is where he throws up.
Oh my God!
After cleaning up his throw-up, Fela did what he usually does when he needs to solve a problem, and remembered the wise words his grandmother taught him best.
When life's a mess, just retrace your steps. It doesn't fully rhyme, but you get the picture.
And so, after Fela updated Oswald on everything that's happened, the Benjamins smoked some fine Astoria ganja, drew out a timeline, and retraced their steps, hoping to see just where it was they went wrong. Although, they already know what went wrong, so I'm not sure why they need to draw out a timeline, but you know what? If it helps them, then why not?
Okay, this timeline shows everything that's happened to us since the day before all three of our birthdays.
The day before my birthday was when I asked if your grandma could cover my share of the rent, which you obviously said was okay.
Well, it was okay, but then we took those mushrooms, went on a shopping spree adventure, and spent $6,000 on my grandma's money, so now it's not. But wait, we're getting too ahead of ourselves. Let's go back to the day of your birthday. On your birthday, we saw John Travolta live.
Obviously, he was fantastic. On Ashton's birthday, we took him to Barkin' Wolf's, the best restaurant in New York City for dogs, his favorite.
And then on my birthday, we saw Still Paddlin' Madly, one of my favorite bands in the world.
I mean, I like them too, Benjamin, but why is Still Paddlin' Madly your favorite?
Because all their songs directly relate to my life. Everything they sing about has happened to me.
You could say that about any band.
Benjamin, they literally have a song called I Spent All My Grandma's Money. Listen. It was bound to happen. There's nothing I could do.
Let's just get back to the timeline.
All right, well, then the next day, which was yesterday, we took those mushrooms, and then that led to us smoking a bunch of weed and getting really drunk, and then we went in a crazy shopping spree adventure, and then that led to us spending a bunch of my grandma's money. Wow, we sound terrible.
What do you mean, we? You said your grandma was paying for me.
I said she might.
No, you didn't.
All right, did I just spend $6,000? Yes. Did my grandma just cut me off because it was her $6,000? Yes. But, was that really all the money I had?
Fela grabs his piggy bank and smashes it on the ground, revealing nothing inside.
Yes. Yes, it was. That was all the money I had. And that was all the money you had too, right?
Yeah, I just quit my job, Benjamin.
Yeah. We owe $2,800 in 8 days.
The Benjamins now realize they have a combined balance of $0.
This is bad, Benjamin. This is very bad.
I know, but we're gonna fix this.
This is the worst thing that has ever happened.
All right, it's not that dramatic. Get a hold of yourself.
I wanna die, huh? I just wanna kill myself right now!
Oswald draws a sword, holding it to his own throat.
Benjamin, stop escalating. We're gonna fix this whole thing. Where the fuck did you get this?
Why is it always up to me to help you, huh? What's the reason I have to be the one to help you solve all your problems?
The devil I saved you from.
Carvella Kim Schiffer. Damn it, you always bring up Carvella Kim Schiffer.
Well?
No! You were the one that was supposed to be covering us. I needed to get a job. This time, I was relying on you, Benjamin.
First of all, Benjamin, if it weren't for me, you'd still be stuck in that jellyfish tank at the aquarium.
Yeah,
and second of all, who was the one that convinced my grandma to move to Florida in the first place, which is the reason that we even live here right now?
Captain Sharfuego.
Captain Sharfuego, that's right. Yeah, and I'm the one that introduced him to my grandma.
So, well, now what do we do, Ashton?
The Benjamins scan the room for Ashton.
Where'd he go?
Oh, there he is, licking his asshole by his bowl. But we gotta do something. Our rent's due in 8 days. That's $2,800!
Exactly.
Marcia said she'd kick us out if we'd ever turn our money in after the fifth again.
I know, I've been thinking about that the whole time.
Hey, what about your secret marijuana stash, huh? I'm sure there are plenty of high schoolers at the park who'd love to buy it from us.
No, not my secret marijuana stash, but I was saving that for a fresh June rain.
So now what, Benjamin?
All right, here's what we're gonna do. When I get back from the bathroom, you and I are gonna sit here, smoke a little bit of ganja, and then we are gonna figure out an idea to get out of this mess.
27 minutes later, due to severe constipation, Fela finally comes out of the bathroom after spraying his favorite air freshener, Scent of Past.
I got it. All we have to do is put out good energy.
Good energy?
Yeah, if we start walking around saying that we feel great.
And great things will come to us?
Exactly.
Sounds great to me.
I feel great. I
I feel marvelous, and I can see that life has a surprise for me, which means I'm not surprised.
And I feel great. I feel everything I wanna feel. What's true's absurd, what's fake is real. In this here world of mine,
and we feel great.
Wow, it didn't help at all.
Yeah, I feel stupider now.
2 hours later, after unsuccessfully figuring out how to get out of this mess, Oswald takes his final hit of a joint and passes it to Fela.
Mary Jane, give us the answer.
After Fela takes his final hit, the guiding spirit of Mary Jane appears before them in all her glory.
Benjamins, the answer lies deep within you.
Nah, but we screwed up, Mary Jane.
But it was really mostly his fault.
Yeah, I spent $6,000.
Of his grandma's money, and he was supposed to be covering me.
Well, my grandma was.
Well, that's because your grandma pays for everything.
Well, that's because I was fired from my job, Benjamin.
Well, that was 5 months ago, Benjamin.
Well?
Goodbye, Benjamins.
What?
Goodbye.
We're running out of weed.
Goodbye.
Oh, no, Mary Jane.
Please don't go.
Mary Jane fades away.
Damn it. All right. Television.
Give us the answer.
Want the answer? Flerglin's cookies are the answer.
Flerglin's cookies, pretty much hit or miss. And now, Kaplan's digestion pills. If you're ever constipated, flush it out, Kaplan's.
Fela turns off the television.
Dude, how are we supposed to concentrate on coming up with ideas we got Ashton over here just being all perfect?
He's the sweetest guy. How's my sweetest guy?
I wonder what it's like, you know?
Huh?
From his point of view. Day in the life of Ashton.
Let's take a look inside the mind of Ashton.
King Ashton! King Ashton! King Ashton!
He's the best. He's just the absolute best. Hey, buddy.
You wanna go outside? Alright, I gotta take him out. Ooh, can I wear your grandma's lucky necklace? It matches my shirt.
Yeah, sure. Oh, wait, I'll go with you. And we should bring the printer, because if we're going to the park, we can try and sell it to that computer store that's right next to it.
Idiotically off to sell a broken printer and walk their beautiful dog, Ashton, the Benjamins make their way to the park, where it just so happens the Parks Department is completing planting a garden.
Well, Parks Gang, another job well done.
And then the Benjamins and Ashton walk through the entire thing.
And then he said it wasn't the worst looking penis he'd ever seen, but definitely the weirdest looking one. But hey, I mean, that's just because the thing got removed last week and it's like red half the time, you know?
No.
Well, don't make me feel weird about it. Hey, Ashton, get out of there.
Ashton heads towards the rocks by the water. Oswald walks over to Ashton as Fela sets down the broken printer and follows.
Dude, this is where they always find those dead bodies.
I know, that's why I don't want Ashton over here.
Hey, check it out.
Fela points to the homeless man lying down. The Benjamins head toward him and start continuously poking him.
Is he alive?
I don't know. But he looks like that homeless man we used to see.
I am the homeless man you used to see.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, what the fuck?
The homeless man you used to see has something planned for you and me.
The homeless man runs away.
Yep, that's him. He did that last time, too.
Yeah, why does he always do that?
The Benjamins and Ashton walk to their favorite spot near the edge of the park. All three look at the view of Manhattan.
I don't know, man. This whole money thing is just whack. It's just getting all whack. It's just whack, man!
Oswald flails his arms and knocks the printer out of Fela's hands. The printer rolls down and is stopped by the foot of a young blonde-haired broad. Fela goes to grab the printer as he looks up and sees her.
Oh, thank you. You saved my printer.
It was no problem at all. You could actually say it was my pleasure. See you around.
Oh my God, Benjamin. Did you see her?
Yeah, dude. That woman was ugly looking.
An ugly witch-looking lady, Fungra Holvich, passes by in the distance.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about the other girl. Benjamin, you see the other girl? She and I had a moment. I can't describe it.
Yeah, I saw it, dude. Sparks were flying.
Anyway, what were you saying before?
Oh, yeah. It's just been a crazy couple days, you know? This whole money thing just sucks, and I mean, I want to stay in our apartment, but if we start now, we can actually find someone who will let us crash with them for a little bit. I can get a new job, you can talk things over with your grandma, maybe this is a sign.
Oh, my grandma could suck a dick, how you doing?
Hey, Dick.
Dick Dickweed comes jogging by. He's just another man they know.
Alright, but you are not bailing on me. My grandma can suck a lot of the time. I need your help.
$2,800 in 8 days? Our landlord is very strict, Benjamin. I mean, the chances of this working are slim to none.
Hey, have I ever let you down before? What about that time I saved your life? That giraffe was huge.
It was your fault. I got locked in the zoo to begin with, and it wasn't even an adult giraffe.
I have done so much for you over the years, and if that all means nothing to you, then so be it. But look at Ashton.
Ashton looks up at the Benjamins, with his beautiful golden brown face shining bright.
If you're not gonna do it for me, then at least do it for him.
Ashton stares at Oswald, appearing as gorgeous as ever. Ashton continues to stare at Oswald, appearing even more gorgeous than he was 4 seconds ago.
Oh, all right.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Let's do it!
They're doing it. They're going to get that money. I mean, I have no idea how they're going to pull it off, but they seem motivated.
We'll get that money if it's all we do. We'll get that money, it's a fact, it's true. And once we've got it in the time allotted, we'll have done new things using our minds.
We'll use our minds, Benjamin, I agree. We'll climb that ladder, we can jump that. Okay, we won't do that, but still we hope to have everything we ever want you. Yeah, we can do whatever we want you. We'll get that money and it starts today. Forget that money and there's hell to pay. It won't be easy, and though it sounds cheesy, this is our destiny.
Benjamin Oswald, damn it, and an Oswald never loses.
Yeah, same with my family. I'm Benjamin Failer, and a Failer always wins.
Always.
We can do this. We just need some help.
Did somebody say help?
Oh, who the hell are you?
Jesus.
Our names aren't important. We came here to help you.
Yeah, you said you needed help, right?
Oh, we can help you real good.
No, you all seem really creepy.
Yeah, have you guys just been standing there this whole time?
Well...
Yo, get the hell out of here.
Sorry. That was weird.
Yeah.
The Benjamins and Ashton begin frolicking around the park.
La la la. La la la.
Everyone is just like us. We'll get their money because we all have something that we want.
Benjamins try selling some of Fela's secret marijuana stash, but no one seems to be interested. So, the Benjamins smoke a fresh joint at the secret stash themselves and start getting extremely zooted, bringing out the one and only Mary Jane.
I can show you what it takes to fly.
Let's try.
Got
that was Mary Jane.
Just think of all the things we'll do.
Those were the Benjamins.
And I think I'll do something too, but they have no clue.
That was the homeless man.
And we'll have everything we'd
No have.
Well, don't say that either. The Benjamins are now fired up, and so is Ashton, as he runs ahead after noticing another dog.
There he goes.
Found himself another playmate.
Well done, Ash.
A girthy man wearing a top hat and overcoat runs in to get the other dog.
Twinkie, get back here!
The girthy man quickly notices Ashton, and becomes immediately in awe of his beauty.
Oh my god! That's the most beautiful dog I've ever seen! The most beautiful dog I've ever seen! What breed is he?
A Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull Mix.
A Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull Mix. Correct! That's my favorite breed! Such beauty! Such brilliance! Such B-words!
I like your accent.
Why, thank you, I'm from California. Excuse me, I'm getting a phone call. Hello? What? You're telling me we have a photo shoot today and our dog just called out sick? Which dog? Sprinkles? Well, where are we going to find a replacement? All of our clients are off working because we're a very successful talent agency. For dogs! Wait a minute. This dog right in front of me, what was his name again?
Ashton.
Yes, Ashton the dog, of course, I can see it now! His name is Frederick Van Winkle. And he just made lots of money. My name is Frederick Van Winkle, that's me. And I'm gonna make lots of money. From this dog, Ashton.
Oh yeah.
I love you, Ashton. I'll get that money if it's all I do. I'll get that money because of you. Wow, how perfect is this? I mean, who could have predicted something like this would have happened? I am Frederick Van Winkle, CEO of New York's most prestigious dog talent agency in the world. The Van Winkle Talent Agency for Dogs. We're doing a magazine ad photo shoot today and could use beautiful dog last minute. Interested?
Yeah!
Ah, look at you two, just standing there. But I was talking to Ashton. Ashton, if you're interested, say nothing. Oh, this is simply marvelous, and hey, if it goes well, then who knows? Maybe Ashton just might have a future in this.
2 hours later.
Well, that went extremely well. I think Ashton just might have a future in this. Talk to my assistant, Carl, and set up a meeting. Carl? Where the hell's Carl? Anyway, come to my office tomorrow at 11:45, my favorite time, although we are quite busy, so you better not be late. And wear something spiffy. So here's $2,800, which is the standard rate for an on-site spontaneous replacement in a high-end fashion magazine dog photo shoot.
He hands the Benjamins a stack of 28 crisp $100 bills.
But we can do a check if you want, or credit, whatever you want. Whatever they want!
I can't believe it.
We did it.
We actually did it.
Yes, and I did it as well. This seems like the beginning of a beautiful partnership, and together, Ashton will make us all very money. I mean, happy. See you all tomorrow morning.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's always been telling us how beautiful Ashton is, and we've always known, but now the CEO of a dog talent agency has finally seen in him what we've seen in him his whole life.
Yeah, and I didn't even know a dog talent agency was a thing. This is awesome. Hey, wait a minute. Who's that Weasley man over there just staring at us? Looks like he's trouble.
The Weasley man who's holding his dog instead of walking him glares at the Benjamins and heads off.
Yeah, and is that a black chihuahua he's petting? I think I've seen that dog on TV before. Wait, dude. Where's the money we just made?
The Benjamins notice the homeless man from before running away with their freshly earned Van Winkle money. The homeless man stops and turns, tips his imaginary hat, and heads off. The Benjamins look at each other and start running.
Son of a... We'll be right back.